Hello listeners, and welcome to this update episode of The Cult Vault. I'm your speaker, Casey, and I can't believe that we've just reached 200 episodes. For all of you who were here with me from the start, thank you so much for taking this journey with me. And to those of you who are just tuning in now, I'm so glad that you found the show. Hello and welcome, and I hope that you find the content helpful. The podcast has changed and morphed into something that I never expected it to. Because of this, I thought it was time to take a leap and find a way to distinguish between the earlier content of the show and how things will look going forward after taking all the constructive criticism that I've received on board. Wanting to remain transparent, I have put this update together to talk about what this might look like. The Cult Vault was born during the first lockdown of a worldwide pandemic when our firstborn was only 4 months old and my partner was classed as a key worker, so he continued to work full time. Because of this, I found myself looking for something that I could work on when there was some downtime in the house. After trying a few different things, I stuck with the idea of podcasting. After my friend Lou recommended looking into the subject of cults instead of unsolved mysteries, I decided to give this a go. My current self looks at Casey at the start of the podcast and I really do cringe. In the very first episode, I spoke about wanting to start this podcast because of my own morbid curiosity. While that was true at the time, it certainly is not how I view the subject of cults and coercion now. I used to consume true crime material in the way that I now find offensive, callous, insensitive, and diminishing of victims and survivors of these environments and abuses. When I started the podcast, all I knew of cults was what I had seen in salacious media pieces and documentaries. But after 200 episodes of speaking with survivors, experts, counselors, consultants, educators, and more, of course I recognize now that this was a very ignorant and even insulting perspective to have. Listening back to earlier episodes, I often ask clumsy questions that are uninformed, and each guest has always been so gracious, whatever point of education I had been at during the time of the interview. I've considered removing earlier episodes, but I have decided that the guests and their stories far overshadow my lack of education and insight. Other reasons I have considered removing earlier episodes include the feedback that suggests that the editing is not clean, that me as a host talks too much, or a combination of those two things. With this in mind, along with the fact that I am now more educated in this field than I have ever been, I've decided to launch Season 2 of the Cult Vault podcast. So let's take a look at some of the highlights from Season 1 before looking at what we can expect from the Cult Vault Season 2. Season 1 of the Cult Vault saw deep dives into infamous groups as the staple for the show. But after interviewing Helen Zuman about her memoir Mating in Captivity, and recognizing there was so much more to cults than I had ever realized, the entire podcast changed. More people reached out, and since then, we have covered over 100 different groups with over 200 guests, which is wild. We have seen the launch of the Conspiracy Vault, which was a welcome break from some of the heavier subject matter covered on the Cult Vault. We have seen the launch of the Patreon, which now has a core number of continuous supporters who make this show possible. We have launched the hashtag monthly memoir campaign, where listeners can win copies of these books. We hosted the first 12-hour live stream for the podcast, raising money for an important nonprofit as well as funds for the podcast. We launched the Cult Vault website with a ton of resources and information, and then we launched the Cult Vault shop, where you can get a load of different Cult Vault material printed locally and distributed worldwide. The Cult Vault appeared at CrimeCon in London 2022, and I've just returned from Scotland, which was an incredible weekend. I attended my first International Cultic Studies Association conference after receiving a scholarship from the Joan Capellini Fund, and won myself a year's free annual membership during the conference to keep up to speed on the latest reports, papers, and information coming forward from the ICSA. It's been a busy first 200 episodes, but going forward, I hope to only add on to what we have already achieved. Season 1 will remain available as a back catalogue across the entire podcast platform. And for anybody who wants to experience my learning journey in real time, as well as gain insight into stories from hundreds of powerful guests, then this is where you can do that. Season 2 will consist of vigilant editing, with less of myself rambling on, more exclusive content, more YouTube videos and live content, hundreds of more interviews, my own writing, and so much more. It will also consist of better sound quality on my end, now that, thanks to all of my sponsors and patrons, I've been able to upgrade my equipment. With the Zoom calls taking place with people all over the world in all manner of environments, I cannot account for the sound quality of each guest, but editing going forward will aim to make the show as crisp and clean as possible. Despite deciding to launch season 2 to accommodate feedback and to distinguish between Casey, who knew nothing at all, to Casey now, who understands the basics of cults and coercive control, I feel every single episode guests have offered previously have been incredibly important additions to cultic awareness and understanding the nature of cult-like groups and movements. The strength and courage that each person has shown, coming forward to share their experiences, is not only inspiring but life-saving. Daily, I receive emails and messages from people thanking guests for sharing their stories, which has led to people leaving groups or even deterring people from joining them in the first place. This is the best outcome that the show could have, and ultimately is one of the driving factors keeping the show going. If you would like to support the show, there are a number of different ways you can do this. Leaving a rating or a review on Spotify and Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your podcasts really helps to push the podcast further up the algorithm and into the public realm. You can subscribe on YouTube and even get involved in some of the really, really awesome discussions taking place over there. You can share the show on your social media pages and share it with family, friends, co-workers, anyone who you think might be interested in cults, coercion, true crime, and true survivor testimony. Word of mouth is such an incredibly powerful tool. If you would like to sponsor the show, you can find me at patreon.com/thecultvault from as little as £1 a month. You can support the show, gaining access to weekly ad-free content, merch discounts, exclusive monthly deep dives into an infamous cult. Cases covered already and available to listen to include The Source Family, The Manson Family, The Ant Hill Kids, The Satanic Panic, Aleister Crowley, The Church of Satan, The Blackburn Cult, and so, so much more. Alternatively, you can donate directly at PayPal to thecultvaultpodcast@gmail.com. Although the main motivation for the show is not to make money, this is my full-time job, so help is needed to ensure that the show can carry on. One day I hope that all proceeds given to the show can be given to non-profits working in the space of cult recovery, but I know that most of us would welcome that kind of financial freedom in this difficult age, which is why it's always such a strange thing to continue asking people to pledge to the podcast. To those of you who have already sponsored or donated to the show, I am eternally grateful to each of you. I'm also grateful to each and every guest who has appeared on the podcast. Who knows how many episodes there would be if it wasn't for each of you willing to come forward and share your stories. You are inspiring people daily to talk about their experiences. You are changing the stereotypes and assumptions around those who are involved in cults. And together we are making positive change in the world of cultic education and studies. Isn't that incredible? Thank you to everybody listening, and if you are still listening to my rambling, which I do recognise is ironic given the fact that I'm launching season 2 partly because the reviews tell me that I do ramble, here we are. I can't thank each of you enough. Sincerely, and on to season 2, I'm your speaker Casey, host of the Cult Vault podcast.